Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior. We welcome you to the ministry of God's precious and holy word. Our deep and earnest prayer is that it will have a binding blessing to the hearts of all who listen, for the people of God, for their encouragement, and for those who are not saved, for their salvation. Once again, and for our closing meditation of the week, we read the scripture from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Paul writing by the Holy Spirit, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us." May God add His blessing to the reading, and may He also minister His blessing through the ministry of this portion of His precious word we have been covering this week. The blessings of justification. We have noted in the beginning of our study the meaning of the word justified. To be cleared of every guilt and condemnation of my sins, which were mine before a holy God, but which now, if I have trusted Christ as my Savior and placed my faith in the work of His cross, that condemnation is removed and God clears me. No longer the condemnation and the penalty, that eternal doom for my sins, is over the soul when Christ covers me with His precious blood. But we've been considering, following the justification of the saint, the golden chain of blessings which followed. We have noted this golden chain of blessing consisted, first, peace with God; second, standing in grace; third, rejoicing in hope; fourth, the blessing of contentment as we glory in tribulation, followed by that blessing which it consummates with, patience or endurance, the result of passing through trials for His glory; and the sixth blessing, that blessed fact of knowing true Christian experience, even though through the storms of life being tested, we can be approved by the endurance which is brought out as we faithfully bear all that we go through in the way of testing and trial in this scene. Now we come to the last two golden blessings. The seventh one, it is hope, which Paul writes in verse 5, saying, "A hope that maketh not ashamed." It is a hope which maketh not ashamed. Or may I suggest, tribulation in its true character, Christian experience as it should be enjoyed and known in our life, will only strengthen and magnify in our souls the blessed hope of our beloved Savior's return. Let me quote the words of 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, if I may. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure." One can recognize the hope of seeing Christ, meeting Him face to face, which is the believer's hope, is a purifying one, and in the present time should have a purifying effect upon our lives for His glory. Yes, may I suggest, the more we go through our tribulations and trials, and in the experiences of Christian living, whatever the cost may be, that blessed hope becomes more appreciated. Oh, let me please quote an incident that happened many years ago, not too many in my life, when visiting a dearly beloved brother up in the state of Pennsylvania whom I knew. He was going through a very deep trial. He had an invalid wife that night and day he stayed with her, to care for her, with very little help from his family, unfortunately, but with a visitation maybe once a day from the visiting nurse. But oh, the trial had been long and the trial had been difficult, and as I sat talking with him, I could sense there was a deep sorrow within his heart. And suddenly he said to me, "Brother Bramhall," as he had been reciting some of the trial, "do I have to remember these things that I've been going through when I get to heaven?" I wondered at such a thought, but one can recognize the depth of his trial was so great. He poured out his heart as he confided to me those words. "Do I have to remember all this when I get to heaven?" And immediately I thought of a scripture, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, and I answered him and said, "Brother, never. God says, a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor brought to mind." Oh, my brother, no. What you're going through, you'll forget in the glory of the new creation. Oh, he lifted his heart, and with a smile he said to me, "Thank God, brother." Oh, my beloved, listen. Shall we be remembering the trials, the tribulations, the sorrows, the grief, the pain? We have a hope of which we can never be ashamed. Now let me give you another scripture in relation to the Lord Jesus himself from Hebrews chapter 12, where we are told to be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. Let me point out to you, the sufferings of the Lord Jesus were not without the confidence of a hope. The joy that he knew was before him, the joy that he knew he was going back to the Father's house, the joy of being back in the Father's presence, the joy that he would have a bride, the church, the joy that someday he would have a kingdom, the joy that he would be glorified over the whole universe. My beloved fellow believer, this golden blessing, the hope in its consummation, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and we shall meet the Lord, where? In the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. My beloved brother and sister, you and I have a hope that never can make us feel ashamed. Thank God for it. And what joy it will be when Jesus comes. Now, if that isn't a good golden blessing. But the last golden blessing is in verse 5. As Paul says at the end of it, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Now, let me please, in the closing moments, try to correlate all that we've covered. The blessings of justification, peace with God, standing in grace, rejoicing in hope, contentment, glorying in tribulation, patience, enduring all kinds of trouble and being strengthened by them to the glory of God, and then developing Christian experience through the storms of life, and having a hope that is true, and we never can be ashamed of it. Now look, does not this pour out into the heart of the one who should and would be enjoying it, the love of God? Why, bless your soul, my beloved believer, doesn't this show how much God loves us? The love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Ghost, whom God has given unto us. The consummation where we can recognize, but God loves me. The heart can overflow. God loves me so much that he has given me peace through the Lord Jesus. He's brought me into a place of his grace and favor. He's caused me to rejoice in the hope of someday be like him in glory. He helps me glory in tribulation while here, and develops my patience and endurance, and he develops the Christian experience that I should have showing Christ and manifesting Christ in life. And then a hope that I can never be ashamed of? Well, that proves undoubtedly, without any question, God loves me. Oh, I think of the words of another when he wrote, saying, "He loves me. He loves me." Oh, the wonder of such a thought, that he loves me. I never can love him as I ought, but he loves me. My beloved, I raise the question. I ask it of my own heart. I ask it of you, my fellow believer. Is the love of God overflowing in your heart and mine? It ought to overflow. You may complain that your heart is small and you can't do much or you can't own much. Listen, if it's small, you ought to be able to overflow easy. My beloved, the love of God is to overflow in our hearts and from our hearts. All because the blessings of being justified God has given to us in his matchless, wondrous grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may we not close our meditation of the week and the scripture portion that we have considered by looking again at verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have all these blessings. How did we get them? By trusting the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Oh, my beloved fellow believer, may God help you and me to enter into the blessings, this golden chain of blessings, which belongs to us, bought by the precious blood of Christ and becoming ours, because we put our faith in the Son of God. My friend, I'm saved. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You're not only missing the blessings you can have here down on the earth, through faith in the Lord Jesus, but most of all, you'll miss the great blessing of being in heaven. Do you want to miss that and go to hell? God forbid. Come to the Savior. He waits to forgive. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, take the precious truth and use it for the glory of our Lord to every heart, both saint and sinner. Amen.